Svachaham hriti sannivishto. Matasmite jnanam apohanam cha. Vidaischa sarvairahameva vedyo. Vedanta kirtena vedeva chaham. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of text 15, chapter 15, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, the Yoga of the Supreme Person, spoken in the Radha Golokananda Temple in Phoenix, Mauritius, on the 14th of May, 2008, in the year of our Lord Chaitanya, 522. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. We need someone to translate for into Creole or French or something for some. Anyone doesn't know English? Who's the translator? Everybody knows? Well, in case they don't. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is situated in Paramatma as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from Him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna in His incarnation as Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva and the Srimad Bhagavatam can give the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, He is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of His activity, and the giver of knowledge in the form of the Vedas, and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Anta pravishta shastra jananam jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does a living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation of the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Vedas in him. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yo sao sarvair vedam Vedayati. In all the Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishads, and the Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated by performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of the Vedic knowledge, and worship of the Lord in devotional service. He is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing Him. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra 1.1.4 confirms who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. A wise man who can understand Him is eligible to attain perfect peace, not others. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to text. What happened? I read the wrong purport. I turned over. Arad Uttamam Purushas Tuanyai Paramatmitya Udhadrita Yoloko Chayam Avishya Vivartya Vyaya Ishwara. Yeah, 15, but somehow I flipped over, I got into. Oh, here it is, 15. The purpose of the Veda, understand Krishna. The Veda that this following words, tattu samanvayat, one can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand His relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing the different processes, one can approach Him, and at the end one can attain the Supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined. What is, thus ends text 15, chapter 15, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Yoga of the Supreme Person, spoken by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So what is the purpose of the Vedas? To know Krishna. And what is the understanding of the Vedas? He's the compiler. And what is the goal of the Vedas? Everything comes around the same thing. To know Krishna. So, this 15th chapter is the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Very special. In this 15th chapter, how many people are speaking? Like there's Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra, Arjuna and Krishna speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. So how many of them are speaking in the 15th chapter? Well, the pundits can say. Only Krishna. This chapter is only spoken by Krishna. No other verse. It's considered one of the very powerful verses of, chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. Talking about the Supreme Person. So here through the Vedas, everything is revealed by Krishna. What's interesting here is how it explains that we forget our previous life and we get a new body and then we start up trying to enjoy where we left off. So we forget, but Krishna remembers. you wanted to be a prime minister last life. So we get directed to politics again. Whatever we wanted to be, we wanted to be a scientist. We forget, but we get a new chance to achieve what we didn't achieve in the previous life. Ultimately, the real purpose though is to get back to Krishna. How many here would like to get back to Krishna? Why you don't want to go back to Krishna? Businessman in Hong Kong, he told me, I don't want to go back to Krishna. What will I do there? Chant japa all day. I want to enjoy life. So it's not everybody wants to get back. But Krishna says, the intelligent people, they want to get back. But they don't know what is, but his wife told me, I want to go back. I want to go back to Krishna. So his wife was better off than him. We should want to serve Krishna, know Krishna, get back to Krishna. This is our special purpose of life. This chapter is so powerful that if one regularly reads it, they can get faith in the Supreme Person. How He is guiding us. So He can give us forgetfulness, He can give us remembrance. So we're fortunate. One time Prabhupada was asked by someone that wouldn't it be good to know our previous life? And he said, you have so many things, garbage in this life. If you remember your previous life, there are more things to disturb you. More things to forget. Say in your previous life you were cheated by your loved one, you were robbed. So you may get so much emotional issues coming up from the previous life. We already have enough issues in this life. Why do we want to have more issues coming up? Then I had at one point in Iskando, people were getting regression by hypnotism, where you can be taken back to your previous life. So one Maharaj told me, that he was regressed, and in his one previous life, he was suddenly on a battle, in Rajasthan, India, he thinks, Rajputs, riding on a horse, fighting with their enemies. And then, but it wasn't like, watching a movie or something. Not even like a dream. He was there. He could see the people fighting, trying to kill him with, he's fighting back with his sword. He could smell the blood. He could smell the sweat. He could hear the screaming. Everything, it was four dimension, not three dimension. He was there. Then he was telling, not so good to have to remember all this thing, fighting and all battles and people dying and getting cut. So we're fortunate we don't have to remember all of our previous lives. We can pray to Krishna to give us remembrance of Him. And we can always remember Him, never forget Him. And the famous saint Prabhupada said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. But that's or Krishna can help us. In the Padma Purana, it tells the glories of the 15th chapter that once there was a great king, and his goal was to unite the whole world under one empire. So he did many pujas and yagyas. Then he had a very powerful general who was his general-in-chief over the armies. And they fought the battle and he united the world. But he was not uniting the world like as a tyrant or something. He was doing it that everything will be peaceful. Now we have so many different countries in the world and we have so many wars going on. Although officially there's no world war, but there's militias and revolutions and different kind of wars going off and on. In Africa, we read in the paper, Somalia and different places. A couple of years ago there was in, what's the name of that place? There was some other wars in Africa. Huh? No, the Tutsis in the... Huh? Rwanda. Yeah, this man in the body in South Africa from Rwanda. He said, now it's peaceful. They killed everybody. But there's also like in Iraq, in India, in Assam, we have the Ulfas, United League of whatever, something, Liberation, United Liberation. They keep bombing people in the Northeast. In Manipur, you have these revolutionary Manipuris and Nagas. All around the world, there's different kinds of big and small wars. In Colombia, you have this Colombian revolutionaries who kept the French citizen who was a candidate for president. They kept her for a long time. So like this recently in Tibet. So there's so many disturbances going on around in the world. So he, by making one world government, and he was very strong, but he was very fair, no more wars. So after that, he gave a big palace and some recognition, some royal, like a lord title to his army chief. But the army chief thought, I won the battles. I should be the king. I should be the emperor. He called the generals together and they made a plot to assassinate the king and take over by coup d'etat. But the day before they were going to strike, the general died of cholera. He was sold as Atma and Sarobadi, were taken to Yamaraj. Then Yamaraj said, you want to be the emperor? He was your master, he treated you fairly. You don't have the good karma to be the emperor of the world. It's not just by endeavor you become the emperor, you need a really lot of good karma. Somehow this UK Brown, he became the prime minister, but now his popularity is waning. We'll see what happens. Whether he has enough good karma to stay as the prime minister or not, time will tell. But they think that, you know, just by some political maneuvering they're going to be, but somehow from their previous life they have karmas.
So
Yamaraj said, you have the karma, you can want to be the greatest, you can be the greatest horse. The greatest horse in the entire world! Da 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 da! So he took birth as a horse. The greatest horse. Not what he expected. Law of karma doesn't give us what we expect, it gives us what we deserve. So then, one businessman, he was traveling, and he saw this horse. He said, this is the greatest horse in the entire world. This should go for the emperor. So he bought it for 2 million rupees. And with great difficulty, he took a very spunky, powerful horse, he took him back to the capital of the empire. And he took to the royal court, and he wants to bring the horse in the royal court. The guard said, you can't bring a horse in the royal court. No, this is the best horse in the world! And like that, being a big argument, the king saying, hearing all this shouting going on, what's going on here? He said, someone says he has the best horse in the world he wants to present to you. So he sent his veterinarian and his cavalry head, go check out the horse. So they checked, they came back, said, best horse, definitely. We've never seen a horse like this. So then, the king went to see it, and he was also impressed, very good horse. So that businessman, he said, you see, this horse, I saw it, it's the best horse, it belongs to, should be yours. So how much you want? No, for you, I don't make any profit. You're my emperor, you're beloved to us. I only paid 4 million rupees, you just give me the cost price. Right? Didn't he pay 4 million?
Two.
Oh. For you know I make no profit. So then the king got the horse and he wanted to find out how good he was. So after a few days they decided to go out on the hunt. So he with the princes and nobles and everyone, they mounted their horses and went into the forest. They saw a big snake, big antlers. They went running after him. And they went deep into the forest, and the king followed. One difficulty in having the fastest and best horse is nobody else could keep up with it. So he went deeper and deeper in the forest, and he got very thirsty. He found a stream. Jai Rana Golokananda ki. He let the water, the horse drink, then he drank. Then he saw a sloka on a palm leaf by the water. He read out the sloka. And right before his eye, when he read the sloka, the horse died. And the Atma came out from the horse. He saw his previous general in a subtle form. So what are you doing here? Then he saw the Vishnu Dutta has come and take him back to Godhead. So he was very curious how my general came out from the horse, how he went back to Godhead. What is this? So he walked, there was a waterfall, he walked to the top, there was an ashram. He asked, there were some rishis there with their families. He asked, what is this? Sloka. So, it blew off this morning. It's a missing verse from our 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita. And he told what happened. How come my horse died? He said, see, your general, he died. He wanted to overthrow you. So therefore, he wanted to be the greatest, so Yamaraj had him become the greatest horse. When he heard the Bhagavad Gita sloka, he got purified from all his sins. Therefore, he left the body and went back to Godhead. He said, how come I didn't go back to Godhead. So maybe you weren't listening well enough. You didn't pay attention, like he was really paying attention. So like that. Then that king started reading Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter every day. And eventually he went back to Godhead. This is a very powerful chapter. Even if you read this chapter, you get a good understanding. Jai Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, ki. You want to go on a tour? This is my tour, shortened up, just a sample. 2007 to 2008.